Good evening, everybody. There's no refreshment quite like a testimony, is there? So we're going to be in one verse tonight, so it's going to go quick. So turn with me, if you'd like, if you brought your Bibles, to Ephesians 5:20. And 5:20 says, "Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And let me read that again. Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This word here, thanks, is Eucharistio. And it has three separate meanings, all in one of it. One is they use that word to express gratitude. A grateful heart would use that word. They use it when you are being grateful. So you're not only expressing gratitude, you are being grateful. And it's also the idea of a final thanks before you partake of something like a meal. So it had all three of those meanings to it. Why I picked this verse is it has four very specific things about being thankful. And one is it tells us when to be thankful. Always. That should override our lives. Always. Not most of the time, not some of the time, not when things are going well. Always. If you just get that down as a believer, you've got a lot. Giving thanks always. See, when you do that, you recognize God's control of your life. The other thing always does is when you are giving thanks always, regardless of the situation, it recognizes God's control, His sovereignty, His love, His wisdom. It gives all that back to God. Giving thanks always. See, we don't just give thanks when we're being blessed. That's important to give thanks when we're being blessed. That's a very important thing as a believer, is to be thankful for our blessings. It's also really easy for us to be thankful for our future blessings. And we all look forward to that. We all look forward to that time when we're in our glorified bodies and we're with the Lord. See, those are those future blessings that we walk around thankful for all the time. But always also means to give thanks when you're in the midst of it. When you're in the midst of the trial, when you're in the midst of the battle, when you're in the midst of those troubles in your life. Can you give thanks then? See, probably the bottom rung on the ladder of spiritual maturity, but it's spiritual maturity nonetheless, is when we give thanks when things are going well, when we're being blessed, when there's a paycheck coming in every week, when the car's running fine, when you're in a wonderful fellowship like this with a lot of people who love you. Now that's spiritual maturity, but it's the bottom rung. And it shows a lot more spiritual maturity when you're thankful for the future blessings that are coming. That you know one day in eternity you will be blessed and being thankful for that. That's a whole other ladder, rung on the ladder of spiritual maturity. But boy, if you want to reach the pinnacle, it's being thankful when you're going through the trials and the troubles. That's what it means, giving thanks always. It's all three of those spectrums. You never stop giving thanks. I want to read you something. This is a great quote from Johnny Erickson Tada. Johnny. Giving thanks is not a matter of feeling thankful. It is a matter of obedience. The second part of this verse says, giving thanks always and for everything. So we give thanks always shows us when to give thanks, all the time. And for what do we give thanks? Everything. Everything. See, it's a thankful heart that will give thanks for everything. And the reason we do this is because it's God's will. And we see that in 1 Thessalonians 5:20, no, 5:18. It says, give thanks, for this is God's will. It is God's will for us as believers to give thanks in everything, all the time. That's God's will. We give thanks for his love. We give thanks for his grace. We give thanks for his mercy. We give thanks for his sovereignty. We give thanks for our salvation. We give thanks for everything. We give thanks for difficulties. We give thanks for our troubles and our trials. We give thanks when we're defeated. We give thanks for the clothes we wear. We give thanks for the food we eat. We give thanks for everything. We give thanks for friends and family. Relatives that we don't even like, we give thanks for. We give thanks for our leaders. And it's been pretty difficult the past number of years. Because we've had some crazy leaders in this country at all different levels. But we give thanks for them. We give thanks for our leaders here in this church. They haven't been quite as crazy. No, I'm just kidding. But he's talking about everything. Even tomorrow, the dry turkey and the pasty mashed potatoes, we give thanks for them. And we are the first to be mumbling and complaining when something goes wrong in a little part of that dinner or a meal that we're having. My wife has this uncanny ability to put a meal in front of me and say, it's going to be awful. I know I messed this up and I messed that up. And I say to her, you know, you ruined it before you even eat it. I said, when was the last time I didn't finish a meal? I said, I enjoy them all. Last night I came home and she was 2 seconds from throwing the pork chops in the garbage. Literally had the pan over the garbage. I said, what are you doing? I just walked in the door. She said, I gotta believe this. The breading came off the pork chops. They're horrible. I'm throwing them away. No. No, we can even be thankful for a pork chop when the breading comes off of it. I mean, it sounds so funny and so foolish, but it's about everything. It's about everything. It's the color paint on the wall.
When you get 2 flat tires on the car, too.
Yeah, when you get 2 flat tires on the car, you're to be thankful. It's hard, very hard, but it's to be thankful. I got pulled over the other night. I was not speeding. My headlight was out, and I didn't have a chance to fix it. And he probably saw me driving by there every day for about 10 days, and finally he was like, he's not fixing a headlight. I'm going to pull him over. Actually, he didn't see me before that. He said, I just wanted to let you know your headlight was out. And I said, you know what, officer? I said, I appreciate that. I know it's out. I bounce around off field all the time. I lose about 2-3 headlights a year. But I appreciate you pointing that out. But I just wanted to tell you that I'm thankful for what you do for us around here. And it was a complete inconvenience. I got home an extra 15 minutes later that night of getting home late all week. But you know what? I was thankful. I was thankful for the work that he does as a police officer. In everything. Give thanks always and in everything. And how do we do it? We do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no better way to give thanks than in his name. It's because of him that we have all these things to be thankful for. If we didn't have him, we wouldn't be thankful. What would there to be thankful for?
unpasty mashed potatoes, there wouldn't be a whole lot. Our perspective would be completely different. But it's because of Christ that we see that we're thankful for everything, even the slightest breath we take, the most horrible neighbor, the secondhand car, everything that we have, everything that we do, everything that's put before us, we are thankful in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ because of what he has done for us. He has given a sight and a vision to see that we could even be thankful for the curtains that are hanging over there, or the tile that we walk on when we come in this building, or the loose doorknob that I open every night when I go into my house that Max never remembers to lock when he comes in late at night. See, we can be thankful for anything because of what Christ did for us. What could you possibly not be thankful for? Maybe one thing in our lives, and that's sin. And everything else is to be thanked in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he is everything to us. He has done everything for us. And to whom do we give thanks? God the Father. God the Father. The best and greatest gift I think we can give to God is a grateful and thankful heart. When you have a thankful heart, you see God's hand in everything going on around you. We just heard two testimonies. We just saw God's hand and how it worked in their lives. We saw it in Grant's when he talked about, I had heard that story years ago when I was discipling with him, about how he got to read commentaries doing this babysitting next door. And you just think of that time that the Lord afforded him. What a thankful heart, seeing God's hand in everything. He firmly believes, and he reiterated again tonight, that God kept that child sleeping the whole time, every night he was over there. I want this man to get through Kelly tonight in 2 Corinthians. And man, he got through those books because I have some of the duplicate copies and they're worn to shreds. And I still use them all the time. And I thank you for some of those books you gave to me. But I will share one thing about that long time ago. And just a funny little story it just reminded me of. Jeremy and I were sitting at his table with him and Ray Good, and they were talking about a book. And Ray asked Grant, yeah, did you ever read that book? And Grant took a second and he went, yep, 50 years ago. And Jeremy and I were sitting across from each other just going, like, he remembered a book he read before our ages together combined, it didn't even reach 50 years. Oh my goodness, he floored us that night. We're like, wow, he's read a lot of books. But the final thought I'll leave you with, and I'll close in prayer, is we thank God for everything because God has given us all things. Father, we just thank you tonight with grateful hearts that you were such an unbelievable loving God that has given us so much, but most of all you gave us the indescribable gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus, and we are so thankful for him tonight and so thankful that you gave us this fellowship that we could come together and experience your love with each other. How thankful we are for what you've done for us, that you've brought all these thankful hearts into this place. It was such an honor tonight to hear all these grateful and thankful hearts. Father, we are just, once again, we come before you thinking of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and everything he has done for us. And Father, we just pray that as we leave here tonight, we enjoy our days tomorrow with our families. We enjoy these meals that we will go out with Thanksgiving. And that we enjoy each other's company tomorrow. And we think that, and think upon you and think upon your Son and all that you have done for us. And we just ask a special blessing on this fellowship as we go forward through this next year, that we all take every step and every moment in this place to be always be thankful in everything that goes on here. And we leave it all before you. And we pray this tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.